98.5 The Bull with Tig and
hello, Daniel.
Yesterday, News on 6, Dave Davis and Alan Crone were doing a segment called Chit Chat, where they kind of talk about things going on. And in the segment, they were trying out, I guess, some new donuts from Krispy Kreme. And Tig goes, oh, man, this guy's like face lights up when he sees Krispy Kreme donuts. He goes, I didn't know we had one of those here. And I didn't either. But it turns out we do. We have one on 71st Street. I have a theory about Krispy Kreme, yeah, if you'd like to hear it.
Daniel likes to ruin everything that's good.
I'm not ruining anything. My theory is, though, they've got that sign on.
At Krispy Kreme.
It says hot and fresh donuts. It's this big red sign lit up. Supposedly when the donuts are coming off of the fryer or whatever. I don't even know how you cook donuts, to be honest. Yeah. You fry them, right?
Well, I see them on a rack at Krispy Kreme.
They're fried and then they go in the rack to dry off.
You see at a pizza place where it goes through like a conveyor?
They're fried, though, just so you know.
I have no idea.
Well, I'm telling you.
Okay.
Now you do have an idea.
Well, thanks.
My theory is they're never going to turn that sign off. Why would you ever turn it off? Just say they're hot and ready all the time. Just keep them warm. I'm thinking that sign just stays on. I don't think they turn it on.
No, they turn that sign on and off.
I've never seen it off.
So you're saying, like, what would be the logic of turning the sign off? Because then you just broadcast to people that they're not hot and fresh anymore.
Correct. Why would they be like, oh, donuts aren't so good right now and turn this light off? They're going to leave that sign on all the time. It's a creamspiracy theory.
No.
It's a creamspiracy theory, I'm telling you.
No, you're like QAnon or something right now because they do turn that sign off.
I've never seen it turned off. How do you think they turn it off? Is there a switch in there to it?
They got that little metal bead kind of. Whatever that thing is.
The pull chain on it? But seriously, though, why, if you owned Krispy Kreme, why would you ever turn that sign off?
Because they want to be honest. And I've been to a Krispy Kreme where you could actually watch them. They had glass at the kitchen, and you could watch how they made the donuts. And then they got done with the batch, and they go turn on the light, the hot and fresh light.
What's your donut place in town? I really don't ever hear you mentioning donuts too often.
Krispy Kreme has got some of the best donuts in the world.
The world.
Do you prefer Krispy Kreme over Daylight or something?
I haven't been to a Daylight. There used to be a Daylight Donuts in our hometown in Auburn, Alabama, and now they're out here, but not in Alabama anymore. I don't have a sweet tooth.
But the good thing about Daylight Donuts, I'll give them some credit.
Yeah.
I think they got good donuts. Krispy Kreme probably beats them in that category. But at Daylight, you can get like what are they, kolaches and stuff? So you don't just have to have a donut.
Right.
And they're damn delicious.
So you like having the option of sweet and savory.
Yes, yes. You can get both.
No, you saw Hertz Donuts down here closed. Their problem was, in my opinion, they were doing too much with the donuts. For example, you get a donut, then on top of it is like a pile of Oreo crumbs and then a gummy worm. Do you want that much? When you want a donut, do you want a big giant mound of Oreo cookie and then gummy worm on top of it and such as that?
Plus, that's expensive. You were the one who told me Oreos and if you try to go to the grocery store and get Oreos now, they're like ridiculous.
I think I took your in-laws were in town once and I took them like a dozen donuts over there. They were a little pricey for donuts. So, but you're, just for the record though, I'd like to know your donut place.
Krispy Kreme. If I had to choose one.
Just upset everybody.
Everybody's going to be mad at me, but you asked me a question. I want to be honest.
All right. Well, I will give you, you still have your integrity.
Thank you. Yeah, I might be lashed in the parking lot, but I have my integrity. I'll tell you that. It's 98.5 The Bull with Chase Beckham. Good morning, 6:29 almost. Reagan Ledbetter, man, he did a story. You've seen this, Dana. We talked about this. We're not being mean, but every now and then you see people downtown that seems like they're in a little bit of trouble. They live downtown outside, and now the Tulsa Police Department is considering kind of adding a new division to just handle downtown. This from Reagan Ledbetter.
One of the big issues is Tulsa's homeless population and the challenges that come with that. A lot of money has been invested into downtown Tulsa in recent years, and the growth has been huge. So as you can imagine, people say safety has to be a top priority. Tulsa police currently have three divisions: Gilcrease, that covers North Tulsa, Riverside, that covers South and West Tulsa, then Mingo Valley covers East Tulsa. TPD's downtown headquarters houses the command staff, detectives, and internal affairs. responders, but not officers who respond to 911 calls. TPD says they would like to add a micro division downtown with officers who solely patrol downtown, since the city says Tulsa gets nearly 2 million visitors a year. Now, the plans for the new division are in the early stages, but TPD says they would like to have officers walking around downtown, patrolling on bikes, and officers specially trained in dealing with people with mental health issues. Police say they want to make people feel safe.
We know that there is a large concentration of people in this very small area. And then when you kind of, you know, tackle that and look at the amount of unhoused that are in the area and visitors that just come in this area, we know that there are those unique challenges. And so we have to be able to police that.
Now, TPD will still need to figure out a location, funding, and how many officers it would take. They'd likely have to pull officers from other divisions that are already facing a staffing shortage. TPD does plan to have more of these public meetings in the future. Live in downtown Tulsa, Reagan Ledbetter, Oklahoma Zone, News on 6.
The Oklahoma chapter of the Alzheimer's Association.
Sorry. It's true, though. Like, you and I have talked about this before. It's dark outside. We drive to work when it's dark, and there's a lot of folks that just cross the street. They're not wearing, like, reflective material.
I just met one of those folks this morning. I pulled up here, tried to get into the building, and a lady in just a robe was ranting and raving. And I mean, you know, it's a little scary. I have a lot of compassion, and I'd love to help. But when somebody's ranting and raving, and they're not really ranting and raving at anything specifically, it's a little scary, yeah. And it's dark.
Yeah, so I didn't recognize that the Tulsa police, like, God bless them, by the way. They do a lot of great work. They've helped my family before, but they didn't have any, they don't have like a thing just for downtown. And she was right. There's a concentration of issues downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe they'll move forward with this. What you got, Daniel?
I saw that yesterday, the first day of trial selection in the Donald Trump trial. I'd imagine how frustrating it's going to be to try to find jurors, because they asked people, hey, do you have any feelings about Donald Trump? And I think everybody in the country, one way or the other, has some feelings.
Yes, he's the most famous person on the planet, right?
And a lot of them were like, well, yes, I can't be impartial. Another guy said he had a wedding. How many jurors do you think they were able to get yesterday?
I saw this. They interviewed 96 people, and they got zero.
Right.
Jurors.
So what an exhausting time trying to find any jurors. And I think also after you saw what happened at the OJ trial, people get sequestered, meaning they can't leave their hotel rooms or talk on the phone or watch television, things like that. I would not like to be sequestered in a jury, would you?
Yeah. and by the way, you know how long this trial is going to last?
Months. Is it like 3 months?
Six weeks.
6 weeks?
That's what they think. So imagine 6 weeks around, not around your family. You would not probably want to participate in that.
Could you be impartial, do you think?
I think I could.
I would try my hardest. Could I? I don't know. I don't know if anybody can 100% be impartial if they feel one way or the other.
Some people, if they favor Donald Trump, they'll vote one way. If they don't like him, they'll vote another way. I think I could, because at the end, it's just, what is the law and did he break it?
Mm-hmm. Did you see this? The next innovation. I thought about you because you've had a little trouble over in your neighborhood. I think you've had a few porch pirates come by. One of them went viral on TikTok at Tyga Daniel, T-I-G-E and Daniel, where Ty just walks out and there's a guy stealing his package and he didn't mean to run into him, but there he was. Well, it's a doorbell camera, but it's a device that shoots paintballs. It's called Paint Cam Eve. It shoots paintballs and has cartridges of tear gas. Here's a commercial they created on a Kickstarter campaign.
An AI-powered robotic security system equipped with an integrated paintball launcher, face recognition, and sound dispatchers, which allows me to recognize intruders and stop them in their tracks.
You are identified as a non-authorized personnel. You have 5 seconds to leave the property.
Zero compliance. Zero tolerance.
That's a great way to get sued, but...
Well, why?
You can't shoot somebody.
But this is with paintballs now, non-lethal.
Yeah, but what if it hits their eye and then they have medical problems?
If the guy trying to break into my house gets hit with a paintball in his eye, that's his business. I mean, you walked out your car one morning and three people had pulled up into your driveway, three people getting out of the car.
Right here in Tulsa, yeah.
Were you worried about their eyes?
No.
All right. Well, I get it. I get what you're saying, though. You know, this thing goes off, shoots a bunch of paintballs, hits Nana or something like that. I get. But otherwise, not a terrible idea. You see this disaster Some affiliates were airing that CBS Billy Joel special I was talking about yesterday in Madison Square Garden like its 100th show. He was about to get into Piano Man, and then this happened.
Live from CBS 4, this is your news now.
They cut into the broadcast, went into their news. They didn't push back the news, and in the height of maybe one of the most well-known Billy Joel songs,
yeah,
time to go into the local news. Another company having a rough day yesterday, H&R Block software crashed on tax day.
On tax day, yeah.
Yeah. About three? They finally got it fixed around 3:45 Eastern. Not clear how many last-minute filers may have to absorb penalties and late fees because of it.
Well, that's H&R Block should cover
right? That's their business. Yeah. Jelly Rolls lost 70 pounds in counting. He was challenged to a 5K race next month and has already lost 70 pounds in preparation. He said he's not stopping there. He's planning on losing another 100-something pounds. I wonder how he's doing it.
Well, Jelly Roll is like an inspiration. He had a drug problem, and he got cleaned up, and now he's like not only kicked the drug problem, now he's getting fit and all that stuff. And he's a heck of a singer, too.
Why don't you do a 5K?
I do a 5 feet.
I don't even know if you can do that, buddy. You just have to lay down and roll.
Hey, watch it.
Coming up, the sound of moolah this morning is worth, what is it, $1,750? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to double check. $1,750 up for grabs at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10.
I'll play the sound if you'd like.
Yes, play.
Here it is. In 3, 2, 1.
What is that?
Sometimes I'll get around my neighbors and they all try to guess, but nobody's gotten it right, even in my neighborhood.
Yeah, one time, last time, somebody had guessed it correct and you just had to sit there and act like you didn't know what talking about.
And I'm not a good actor. I
I can imagine
she probably knew that
right.
That she got it right. So that's a 7:10 here on 98.5 The Bull. Good morning, guys.
98.5 The Bull weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
Well, good morning, Daniel. Can you give us a quick total for those just joining us on the sound of moolah?
$1,750. In 25 minutes at 7:10, you'll get a chance to call in and guess what you think the sound of moolah is. Speaking of the sound of moolah, Tug, looking at Facebook, I see where we had posted on 98.5 The Bull's Facebook page about the sound of moolah, kind of like a little advertisement, our commercial that's on television. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen that.
A lady posts underneath that, "You guys aren't as friendly in person, just saying."
Oh, no.
Oh, no, indeed. Because I know she ain't talking about me. It's got to be you. I am, if anything, too friendly in person. Do you remember that one time I took an Uber and the guy was like, "Yes, wish I had a PlayStation 4," something like that. And the next day I went and bought the guy a PlayStation 4.
Yeah, you did buy an Uber driver a PlayStation.
Yeah, I got this young man a PlayStation. By the way, he picked me up like 6 months later, charged me for the Uber ride.
He should have given you a free Uber.
He should have given me the free PlayStation. Yeah, I got him. Right. Brought him in, gave it to him on air, and everything. So I'm thinking it must have been you.
Golly, I'm being honest here. Like, and you can make fun of me or whatever, but I don't remember a time where I was discourteous or unkind to somebody who listens to our show. Like, I may have had an off day where I wasn't feeling great.
I'm racking my brain, also trying to remember because I know that you also were. Not as friendly as me, but you're pretty friendly whenever you meet somebody.
Yeah. Well, Daniel gets into the Uber, and he wants to learn about your grandkids and stuff. You know, I'm cool with a silent ride. Daniel's different than me. However, I don't think that I've ever... I mean, maybe I messed up.
Well, I'm doing a full investigation. I've messaged the lady and said, "Well, when did you meet us?" ? Because I got to know now. It's going to drive me crazy.
I don't think that you and I have ever been rude to anybody, as far as I know. In fact, it's something that if my mom found out about this, I would be in big trouble.
Well, but sometimes there could be perceived rudeness.
Yeah, we could have been like...
Sometimes you don't mean to be rude.
Well, we could have been a little busy or something and had to jump on the radio, or we had other people to talk to. I don't know.
You can stop saying we. It's got to be you.
Oh, boy. I hope it's you. I hope it's you.
Impossible. It couldn't be me. I'm the nicest person in the world, especially to you.
But in your experience with me meeting folks that listen to the show, have I ever been discourteous?
I've never known you to be discourteous.
Okay. So there's something amiss here.
Yeah. When I say full investigation, I have asked her, when did you meet us? And we'll see. How are we going to make it right if it turns out we were accidentally rude?
Well, I don't know. We'll do something special. But, like, when did you send that message? Just now?
Yeah, just a bit ago.
Okay, so
eight minutes ago.
We don't have a response.
We'll probably just have to lay here and wonder about it for 2 weeks.
You know, it'd be funny if she never responds and we just have to always wonder.
I have moved on. But I do wonder. But I just don't. I'm like you. I don't think it's possible. But sometimes you can accidentally. Perfect example one time, it's happened to me a bunch of times where I was accidentally a little rude.
Mm-hmm.
There was this guy one time, I went to his house once and it was like, I don't know, 2 p.m, he had on a robe. And I was like, oh, nice robe, dude. He went and changed into a different robe. And I was like, oh, a different robe. The guy was sick.
Yeah, well.
And I'd accidentally didn't realize that he was having a hard time battling something.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
you're not purposely rude. I like to make fun of you on the radio. Mm-hmm. However, you're not going to ever hear me say that Daniel is not a kind person. We have fun picking on each other, but like you're not going to hear that. I remember one time I went to go talk to my son's teacher, and we were talking about grades or something, and she just kind of blew me off. And I realized the reason she blew me off is because there was two kids like poking pencils in eyes and stuff like that over there. And it wasn't that she was trying to be rude. It's that she got something else, probably higher priority going on.
It had perceived rudeness.
Yes.
So I'm thinking this must be a case of that.
Hopefully so, but I'm curious. Oh, my God. I'm so curious about what she says back. And I hope it's you.
I hope it's you so bad.
I hope it's you
so
bad.
I will go about probably 2 months talking about this, about how you one time received a comment.
It's not... Well, I'd like to know what I did wrong, if it was me, so I can get better, if that makes sense. But I certainly didn't purposely be rude to somebody.
We'll see.
All right, we'll see.
We'll see.
It's 98.5 The Bull. What's nice, though, Daniel, we're being very nice this morning, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. Trying our best with the Sound of Moolah, which is now worth $1,750.
Could
you please play that sound?
Yeah, let's do that.
Now I'm going to be super polite the rest of the morning. Almost too polite.
Here's the sound. 3, 2, 1. Please. One more time.
Please and thank you.
7:10 this morning. That's your chance at getting close to $2,000 on the Sound of Moolah on 98.5 The Bull. We're only like 8 minutes away from the Sound of Moolah with... How much money is it now, Daniel?
$1,750.
Oh, my goodness. The Sound of Moolah. So we'll get there in just a moment. But I wanted to ask you a question, Daniel. You've been my friend for 20 years, and I wanted to run something by you.
What's that now?
Okay. Okay, so you know how I go to La Fortune and I coach the Little League Baseball, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, there's two umpires now because we're moving up in the world. It's not just one umpire. There's two umpires now. And I make a special effort this might be the stupidest thing. I go over to the umpires and I try to make friends with them.
Right.
Cause then in my head, I'm like, if it's a close call, will they favor my team? Cause I've been nice. And I watch the other coaches and those are nice guys, but they never engage the umpires. But I went up, you know, and last night I talked to an umpire, and he says, I've been umpiring here at La Fortune. Guess how many years?
20 years.
25 years.
I know the guy. You're talking about the guy with the white hair.
Yeah.
I know that. I've seen him.
You know that guy. Yeah. He's like a celebrity. And I was like, oh, my God. Well, thank you so much for doing this. You know, they're not doing it for the money. They're doing it because they love getting out there and stuff.
They do get a paycheck, though.
They do get paid.
They know.
However, it's not a lot of money. I think they're out there for just, like, they enjoy that gig.
Right.
And so I go up there, and I start making small talk with them, and, you know, how's your family? And do you think that helps, like, if there's a close play, does my team get the benefit of the doubt? You know what I'm saying?
I think deep down in my heart, they try to be impartial, just like people when they were trying to find jurors on that Donald Trump trial yesterday. But people are like, I just can't be impartial. I think deep down they try to be impartial, but I think in the heart of their very being, it will, if they like you, a little bit of influence. Don't you? Okay, turn this bed down. What is so obnoxious? What is that? Don't you think, though?
I don't know. That's why I was asking you. You're good at this stuff. I'm not good at social stuff. You're much better at social stuff.
I think that you try not to be, but if it's right on the fence, are you going to go with the guy that's, you know, just cussed you out for the last 6 months? Or are you going to go with the guy that is kind and decent to you?
I was very nice to the umpires. And last night I thought that was a questionable call. And I gotta say that I did not want to be that guy who raised H over Little League Baseball. But it was a terrible call. And I put my hands on my head and all that, but I didn't say a word. I was so proud of myself.
I've been to several Little League games and sporting events. I've never one time seen a coach walk over to the umpire, say anything, and the umpire go, you know what? On further consideration, I've never seen a play be changed.
Yeah, you're not going to have that.
So why even bother talk to him like that?
Because if I do it before any plays happen.
No, I'm saying, like you said, you had to fight the urge to talk to him. What good would it have done to talk to him? In other words, are they allowed? I don't know about baseball. Are they allowed to change their minds?
No, but there's an unspoken like rule in baseball that if they blow a call, the next time there's a questionable call, they go in your favor.
That's so, an unspoken rule?
It's kind of like a thing, yeah. It
really
happens even in Major League Baseball. Let's say they call a strike that was really a ball. The umpire realizes he blew it. Next time when your team gets up and they throw a strike, he might call it a ball for you.
Well, that doesn't seem right.
Well, I'm not saying it's
I
right.
Need to fix baseball, buddy. I really do need to fix it. What is happening?
Daniel wants Little League to
I've said
change.
It 100 times. Let me be the commissioner of Little League. I'll solve all these problems, buddy. I'll make it entertaining. The kids will be out there doing line dances. There'll be walk-up music. There'll even be walk-up dances. Every 10th ball or so, 10th, 15th ball would be called the goober. It just explodes with like powder inside of it. Kind of like a Nickelodeon thing. Like, and all the kids are going to be glued watching this Little League game, hoping that the goober comes up.
So it's like a hollow ball that explodes like a pinata.
Mm-hmm. Oh. The umpire will wear a shock collar if enough people in the stands feel like he's made a bad call. He's getting a little shock. Wouldn't you watch that?
You know, I can't say that I wouldn't.
Let me be in charge of it. I'll fix it. Games, 20 minutes max. If it's, rain, the games will be delayed if it's raining.
Mm-hmm.
They won't be at 7 o'clock at night. There will be a hard, hard cutoff. A game won't start past 6 o'clock at night. Okay. When did y'all start last night?
7:30.
How long did the game last?
The game is, last night got complicated because we ended up tied, so we had to keep going.
How long did it last?
We got home after 9. For an 8-year-old, that's tough.
For an 8-year-old and for a U-year-old who has to get up here early in the morning.
That's right. So,
games would also be delays if it's a particularly nice day. Like too nice to play today. Too windy, we're going to cancel.
Okay. You got a lot of rules. You should be commissioner.
Make me commissioner. How do I get to be commissioner?
I can't say that I don't hate your rules.
But for real, could you look into Little League and see about making occasionally a ball be a goober?
I'm more of a purist. I like baseball to stay the same.
Yeah.
But you can come change the game. I'm not going to get in your way.
Well,
that's your business.
Instead of powder, then, if you're a purist, we could put inside of the goober could be stuff with little tiny baseballs. And you hit that, those things just fly everywhere. It would be great.
Oh, look at you go.
Yeah. Sound of Moolah coming up in 2 minutes and 45 seconds.
It's the Bull.
Moolah. On 98.5, the Bull.
Tig, that sound is worth $1,750. It is time now for somebody to play the Sound of Moolah. When do you think we'll start doing extra guesses and things like that?
I think we're getting close because we used to do like 3 guesses every occasion, right?
Well, sometimes on Tuesdays we would do Tuesday. Tuesday. It's like T-W-O.
Do you want to do that today?
I don't know. What do you think? Why don't we see if somebody doesn't get it, then maybe we'll do Tuesday at 8:10.
Okay.
Right, and then so we would do Triday, which was three guesses. We never could think of anything for Thursday.
Yeah.
And then Mondays was just one day because we could only have one. Anyway, enough tomfoolery, Ty. Let's get down to business. Will you play that sound for us one more time,
and
please?
Three, two, one.
What is
one more
that?
Time.
What is that? Has anybody said you had a lot of people in your personal life come up to you? Has anybody even gotten close?
No.
That's why I'm thinking maybe we'll start with Tuesdays next hour. But we'll see. This, you know, this could be the winner right now. You could be calling right now, and you might be the correct caller at 918-879-9898. If you get that sound right, you're going to get 17 $100 bills, two 20s, and a 10. Fold that right up, put it in your pocket. Go about your day.
Like an old West cowboy or something.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here we go. 918-879-9898, the sound of moolah. Let's get your guess.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
Win cash with Ty and Daniel and the sound of moolah on 98.5 The Bull.
Ty, let me introduce you to Wyatt. He would love to win the sound of moolah. I don't know if you've seen earlier, Wyatt. Yesterday, Tammy guessed it was a quarter in a cup. That was incorrect. Ashley guessed a Ring the Bell Carnival game. And before that, Pam had guessed a marble in a tin can. You can see all the wrong answers at thebulltulsa.com. Wyatt, are you prepared to guess the sound of moolah this morning?
Yes, I am.
All right, Wyatt, what is your guess play?
I believe that it is a metal straw and a metal cup, like a Stanley or a Yeti cup.
You have to be extremely specific, like I told you earlier.
Yeah. A Stanley cup.
Is it a metal straw dropping in a Stanley cup? That is absolutely correct, Wyatt.
It is a correct
Stanley Cup. The metal straw dropping into it and bouncing. People were all over the place. They thought it was a marble. They thought it was a ping pong ball. They thought it was in a coffee cup. But you honed in. Honestly, I thought somebody would have got this way earlier. How did you determine that it was a metal straw in a Stanley Cup?
Holy crap.
Wyatt, can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you.
How did you determine that it was a metal straw in the Stanley Cup?
Well, initially I thought it was the Yeti, but I knew that the sound was pretty noticeable sound when I would do it. So
we went on the news with News on 6, and I don't remember if you probably didn't see this if you're on the way to school or something like that, but Leanne Taylor, when we played the sound for her, and she'll be in tomorrow morning. When we played the sound for her, she guessed it was a Stanley Cup falling over. And I was about to lose my mind. I was like, oh, my gosh, on live television, the first time she heard it, Leanne Taylor almost guessed what it was.
That's crazy.
Who do you have with you in the car? It sounds like somebody's very excited.
Yeah, my mom and my sister.
Oh, so they've been trying to play and win with you. Is that correct?
Yeah. Here, I can put it on speakerphone if you want.
Okay, yeah, let's get them to make some noise. Guys, what are you guys going to do with the $1,750?
My goodness.
Okay. Of course, this is the way it goes. Okay, never mind. Wyatt.
They can't.
Hold on 1 second. All right, switching back to my earbuds.
Okay, perfect. Thanks, buddy. All right, well, Ty, go ahead.
He's got all that money. And, I mean, my God, what a bunch of money to win. And, Dana, we got to reveal a new sound coming up at 8:10, right?
That is correct. I will feverishly work to get the sound uploaded into the system, Ty. We have some work to do. In the meantime, it's 7:40. That doesn't mean we're not giving away those tickets to Chris Young. We'll still be doing that in less than 20 minutes.
Right here on 98.5 The Bull. So the answer to the sound of moolah was a metal straw falling into a Stanley Cup.
The Stanley Cup straw falling and bouncing into the Stanley Cup. Wyatt and his mom and sister all work together to win that $1,750.
And we start over again at $100, and we add money every single time. That's coming up at 8:10 on 98.5 The Bull.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
Labrador hanging out the passenger.
Here we are. It's the bullfight, Daniel.
I'm ready.
Chris Young tickets, right?
Yeah, he's going to be at the River Spirit Casino Resort coming up, I believe, the 25th. So this is what I like, you know, give away tickets and then you don't have to wait for months. This happens April 25th. And here's another great part about this, Tig. If you win the tickets, not only are you seeing Chris Young for free, you're qualified to win the Tig and Daniel Party Cove Pass. That includes an overnight stay at the hotel, dinner for two, and tickets to the show. And hey, if you want me to stay in that room with you, I will.
Oh, that I forget to ask people at the end of the contest if they want you to stay with them, but mm-hmm. I'm gonna get better at that.
Better, yeah.
So here we go. What are we playing today, Daniel?
Today we're going to play sayings about animals. I will give you a saying. You must fill in the blank. These are going to be fairly easy. I'm still coming off the high of giving away $1,750 just 20 minutes ago to Wyatt, who got the Sound of Moolah. So all of these answers are animals that are sayings about animals. For example, a blank in the ointment.
Fly.
Fly in the ointment.
There you go. All right, so caller 9, caller 10, we're looking for you for Chris Young. You might stay at the hotel, and Daniel might stay with you if you'd like.
Right. Maybe we can talk Chris Young into staying in the room, too. Who knows? Anything could happen.
Caller 9, caller number 10, we're looking for you. It's 98.5 The Bull. Jordan Davis in the meantime with Tig and Daniel. All right, Daniel, here we go. The bullfight is live. Two players to win Chris Young tickets. Who do we got today?
We have got Valerie on line one, Shannon on line two. Tig, if I could get some audio over here. Valerie, what song does everybody mention whenever they hear your name?
What song? The Amy Winehouse, Valerie?
Yes, I've got a clip here, Tig. I'd be remiss not to play it. Do you enjoy when that comes on, Valerie, or are you like, oh, enough of that?
I know. I love it. I love that song.
You say you own a cleaning business. What's the name of your business?
Minute Maids.
Minute Maids. And how do we get a hold of you?
Minute Maids. You can call me. You can find me on Facebook.
Minute Maid. That means you clean the house in 1 minute.
I'm really fast, yes.
That's what the people before you get there do. Tig sometimes has a lady come over that cleans his house, and he says, we basically have to clean up before she gets there. Do you find that to be true, or do you wish people would just leave everything alone and let you take care of it?
People do that. I think it's just fine, but you don't have to. You can leave it a pigsty, and I will come clean it up for you.
Tig, you heard that? You can leave your home a pigsty, as it normally is.
Oh, cool, cool.
Valerie is Shannon. Tig, if I can also get some audio over here, I would be remiss not to play the very song, the song Shannon by the very famous Henry Gross. Shannon's gone off the road, she's drifting off the sea. I've never in my life heard this. Have you, Tig?
I don't know what you're playing. Yeah, I have no idea.
The song is called Shannon.
Okay, well, an honor to both of our contestants today.
All right, two guests. Shannon, have you ever heard that song, Shannon, by Henry Gross?
No, I've never heard that one. But I'm glad I have now.
You'll have to put it in your repertoire. Hello? What's happening today, Tig? The phones are awful. What's happening?
What's going on?
Are you guys basically saying, let's get down to business? You don't want to know chit-chat?
I'm here.
I don't know what's happened with Shannon.
Shannon, are you alive?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Go ahead, Tig, because I'm trying to be...
I'm just going to leave. I'm just going to leave.
What are you going to leave for? What is that going to do? Shannon, if you break up one more time or so, we just have to let you go. We can't hear you. Hello, Shannon.
I'm not sure how to get it any better. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I mean, you have to pull over or something. But we'll get going here, Shannon. If we drop you or the call drops, I guess Valerie will technically just win. But while he's got a connection, let's get going here. All these answers are filling the blanks, and the answers are animals. Somebody's got their radio up now. Valerie, curiosity killed the blank.
Cat.
Cat is correct. Shannon, the boy who cried blank.
Wolf.
Correct. Valerie, the early bird gets the blank.
Worm.
Correct. Shannon, you can lead a blank to water, but you can't make it drink.
Horse.
Correct. Valerie, blind is a blank.
Bat.
Correct. Shannon, like a blank with its head cut off. That would be chicken, like a chicken with its head cut off. Valerie, a blank in the hand is worth two in the bush.
A hen?
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Shannon, blank see, blank do.
Monkey.
Monkey is correct. We are tied up 3-3. Two questions to go. Valerie, down the blank hole.
Rabbit.
Rabbit is correct. Shannon, final question for you. Get it right, and you have tied. Get it wrong, and Valerie will have won. The blank days of summer.
Dog.
Dog is correct. We're at a tie situation here. Ty, explain how that works.
Okay, guys, the next question is for the both of you at the same time. Do not blurt out the answer. Blurt out your name, and that's how you buzz in, and then we'll give you an opportunity to answer. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes.
Here we go. The tie-breaking question is like a blank in a china shop.
Shannon.
Valerie.
Shannon was the first to get through. Shannon, what do you think it is?
Bull.
Bull is correct. And with that, Shannon has defeated Valerie in the 98.5 The Bull fight. Shannon, do you want to hold on to these tickets or give them to Valerie?
You know, I think as much problem as I caused with my radio stuff, I'll just let her go if she's interested.
Well, look at that, Valerie. Shannon said he had a little bit of trouble with his radio. He feels bad. He'd like you to have them if you'd like them.
Really? Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Shannon. I do. I would love to go to Chris Young. Yay.
You're welcome. Have fun.
what is this?
Steve Winwood. Woo.
What is this?
This is the
80s
Valerie.
That's the 80s Valerie right there.
Yep. Well, I feel like since Shannon gave...
Should have played his song.
Yeah, we should have. Let's play a little bit more of Shannon's song by the legendary Henry Gross.
So Valerie should definitely download this song today.
I love
today.
That song.
And listen to Shannon.
By Henry Gross. In honor of Shannon, who's very generous with his tickets, I hear it shooting to the bottom of the iTunes chart this morning, thanks to 98.5 The Bull. Shannon, I got to tell you, buddy, that was very nice. I can tell Valerie is touched. So, Valerie, if you'd like to go ahead and thank Shannon profusely, we'll just let you take the floor.
Oh, thank you, Shannon. Thank you so much. You are a sweetheart. I appreciate you.
You're
I hope
welcome.
You have a wonderful day. Thank you.
You too, thanks.
Thank you.
Keep going with the compliments.
Let me play Shannon in the background while she's thanking Shannon even more. Okay, here we go. Go ahead, Valerie.
Thank you, Shannon. Thank you so much.
Slowly build the music as she's thanking Shannon.
Okay.
Keep going there. Tell Shannon he's so handsome.
Shannon, you're just so fine.
You give Shannon a compliment now, Tug.
I like Shannon. Like, we had phone problems at first. But that's kind of not his deal.
Ty, do you not know what a compliment is?
Shannon sounds like a kind of guy that's going to have a good place in heaven doing that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, too much of a compliment there.
What do you mean? What do you do? He's not like you. He's not all about self. He gave away his tickets.
He's a gentleman.
Yes.
Shannon, we don't want you to ever drift off to sea. Please don't swim away, Shannon.
What's that?
I really like this song, Ty. We're going to put that in the rotation. Shannon, thank you. Valerie, thank you. Don't forget, coming up at 8:10, we debut Sound 2. The Sound of Moolah is now worth $100. Guys, do me one last favor. Give me three numbers and an animal.
98.5 the bull.
96.5. Bye, Shannon. Okay, now we're mad at Shannon again. See you, buddy.
He's like 96. It's the bull. Well, Daniel, less than an hour ago, we had a winner for our Sound of Moolah, and it was Wyatt called in. This sound right here, we've been listening to this for a little bit of time here. What was this? One more time.
That was a metal straw in the Stanley Cup. You know, that Stanley Cup straw that comes with it, just that dropping into the slot where the straw hole is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised your wife didn't get that one. She has a Stanley Cup, doesn't she?
A bunch of people have Stanley Cups now. Mm-hmm. So it was very relevant and pop culture-ish.
Would you like me to play the clip very quickly? We were on News on 6 for Music Monday. That's where we have a camera here in the studio. And Leanne Taylor, Dave Davis, Alan Crone were speaking to us about the Sound of Moolah promotion. And then, dang it, if Leanne Taylor doesn't write the first day, or no, second day we aired the sound, guessed it right off the top of her head.
Pretty close.
I could not believe it. Yeah, listen to this. That sound got all the way to $3,000, and we've just debuted a new sound this morning. We started off at $100?
Yeah, now we're up to tomorrow morning. It's $250 because no one's guessed it because we keep adding money to the jackpot.
Okay.
And we're going to listen to that now so people will be ready for tomorrow. Okay.
Okay.
Hmm.
Oh, that sounds like somebody's Stanley falling over.
Oh, it sure does. Maybe somebody's oxygen tank. It's just kind of tipping.
Alan Crone's dentures.
Oh,
how dare you. Anyway, look at Leanne Taylor getting it.
She was
almost
pretty close.
Immediately. And I was like, if you watch the video, I froze up. I didn't know what to do, how to handle it.
Do you want to hear the new sound, which we're playing for $100 in 4 minutes?
This is sound number two, now worth $100. Tig plays.
One more time. I have no idea what that could be.
Well, it could be worth $100.
We'll get to that in 4 minutes here on 98.5 The Bull. Good morning, guys.
You're right here.
It's time to win cash with Tig and Daniel and the Sound of Moolah. On 98.5, The Bull.
Well, we just debuted sound number two. It is worth $100 right now. So it's a baby sound, Tig. You know what I'm saying? The other sound had matured to $1,750, but this is a little baby sound. So Allison is joining us on the phone. She does medical coding. Is that correct?
Yes.
And that's where you, I guess, indicate on the bill what the code is, and that tells the price and all that?
Yes.
What is the code for when Tig comes into the emergency room claiming that he fell on a shampoo bottle in the shower?
off the top of my head, I don't know.
Oh, it seems like that one would be, you'd know that one right off the top of your head. How often does that happen to you, Tig?
Where I fall on a shampoo bottle?
Mm-hmm. Pretty regular.
Just depends.
We got to get you a mat so it's not so slippery in there. All right, well, I can tell Allison is not about a bunch of tomfoolery. She wants to get down to business. Allison, do you want Tig to play the sound one more time for you?
No, it's fine.
Okay, well, he's going to do it anyway for the other listeners. Go ahead, Tig, play.
In 3, 2, 1, here's the sound.
Allison.
One more time.
Allison, is your guess, please?
Pulling a shoe off a sticky floor.
Is it pulling a shoe off a sticky floor? That is incorrect, Allison. I know that's a bit of bad news, but the good news is we add $50 to that, and so the new total is going to be how much?
$150.
$150. That comes up at 9:10, Tig. Allison, do me one more favor, all right?
98.5 the bull.
Give me three numbers and an animal.
98.5 the bull.
Perfect.
98.5 the bull with Tig, and good morning to you, Daniel.
I saw a story here, Tig, that reminds me of our time in Nashville. We used to live and work in Nashville. We were in the same building as the Bobby Bones Show. We were on in the afternoons. They were on in the mornings. A guy in Canada is being harassed by someone who keeps sending him pizza, around $1,000 worth. The pizzas keep coming to his home and his work. Here is the victim, Justin, and a police officer talking about the prank.
So I checked my emails and it had an order that I never ordered. So then we told him that it wasn't me that ordered the pizzas. So that's when we called the head office of Pizza 73 and told him that anyone with the name Justin Rubicki, cancel the orders.
The suspects that are ordering the pizza are actually obviously using technology to spoof his number, which they know. So when they call it, it's coming up as him.
I never dated anyone, so it's not that. I hope karma gets you someday and delivers pizza to your house.
Now, how this relates to us is on the Bobby Bones Show, Amy was receiving, somebody kept sending her pizzas.
Yep.
And she was like, I think it's Tig and Daniel. And I think I got on the phone with him one morning. I was like, look, it's not us. I would tell you if we were doing it, and especially if it started to make you uncomfortable.
We would never
certainly let you know.
You know what? Bobby Bones and me texted yesterday, and I forgot to tell you this, actually. He asked, like, we were talking about something totally unrelated to this. What I was trying to do is get Bobby to make a bet with me over a football game. And then he said, and by the way, now that it's been a few years, did you guys send those pizzas?
You're kidding me.
No.
I told him. I said, we'll come in there and take lie detector tests.
So he said, so I guess he thinks that now that years have passed, that I'll admit to it.
And we would.
But we never did it.
I swear to God.
We wouldn't send a pizza to a woman's house and make her feel uncomfortable. That's not our style of humor. I mean, we're like morons, not going to do that.
I agree. It might be a funny prank to do once, but if it's making somebody uncomfortable or scaring them even, of course we wouldn't do that.
So on the Bobby Bones Show, his sidekick is Amy. And Bobby says this to me. Did you send the pizzas? I said, to Amy? I'm all for messing around, but I would never make her uncomfortable like that. Not possible that we would find that amusing. We did put a rotten egg in your studio, but that's about it.
It was the East.
And then you know what he said back?
What?
He said, fair enough, OJ. Like, I'm guilty. We didn't send the pizzas.
I told him. I said, we'll fly down to Nashville. We'll take a lie detector test.
I know. Like, we didn't send any pizzas to a lady.
And guess what? I don't have that kind of money to be sending pizzas to people.
And the lady felt menaced by this, Amy, because somebody knows her address and is sending her pizzas, and she's scared.
Well, how does one prove that you didn't do something? That's kind of tough, because he's asked me the same thing. Like, after it was a year or two removed, he said, hey, did you send those pizzas? And I was like, no, man, we wouldn't do it. We wouldn't scare somebody like that.
No, and furthermore, I didn't even know her address anyway.
Me neither.
Like, how would we send pizzas to Amy from the Bobby Bones Show?
And also, look at you. I mean, you think you can let any pizza you pay for not go into your mouth?
Wow.
What?
But anyway, I told Bobby, I said the same thing. I said, what we should do is he loves Arkansas, Bobby Bones. And we went to Auburn. I said, let's do like a $1,000 bet for charity. And he said, okay. But did you send those pizzas? Like, it's still bothering them. And that was like 5 years ago.
Okay, well, here's my question. How do we clear our name? Would you go take a lie detector test?
Of course, because I have nothing to hide. I didn't do it, and nor did you. I would 100%, like, I'm not worried about that test at all.
What if they said, all right, the only way we'll believe you is if you swear on your son?
It's easy, because I didn't do anything.
So you would, then?
Yeah, because I didn't do anything.
Maybe we'll make that offer to them, because I'm kind of like, I'm at my wit's end. I don't know how to prove that we didn't send pizzas, but we didn't. I've offered to take a lie detector test. I don't think you would publicly swear on your son if you'd sent the pizzas. I don't think you could be that despicable, could
no,
you?
No, because my son is like the most important thing to me.
Yeah. So.
I did not send pizza to a woman and harass her, making her think that some creeper knew her address. I did not do that.
Well, let's get in touch with the guy and be like, hey, we can clear this up.
All right, we'll call Bobby. Why don't you call him? He likes you better.
And say what?
You worked for him, so I didn't. He knows you.
He knows us both. Anyway, yeah, we'll solve that. But didn't do it.
We did not send a pizza to a woman and harass her and menace her and make her think that some creeper knew her address. That's not our style.
That's right, OJ.
It's completely. And then he called me OJ.
Yeah, you're OJ. They
Bobby
think it
Bones
was you.
Called me
yeah.
OJ Simpson.
You've done
crazy.
It.
Crazy.
It's time to win cash with Tige and Daniel and the sound of Moolah on 98.5 The Bull.
Tige, let me introduce you to Emily. She has heard the sound of Moolah. She'd like to win it. Emily, how are you today?
Hey.
What's that?
I'm good.
Did you know the last sound? Somebody earlier guessed that it was a metal straw
nope.
in a Stanley Cup. You did know that one?
Nope.
were you close to even on the right track?
Nope.
Okay, fair enough.
I like your honesty.
Yeah, very honest here. All right, well, Tiger's going to play you the new sound, and we will get you to make your guess for the sound of Moolah.
In 3, 2, 1.
Emily.
One more time.
Okay. Emily, are you prepared to guess the sound of Moolah?
Yes, I am.
Emily, what is your guess, please?
Shuffling a deck of cards.
Is it shuffling a deck of cards? That is not it, Emily. I'm so sorry, but there will be a bit of a silver lining here. You're still qualified to win. We're going to add $50 to that jackpot. So tomorrow morning at 7:10, what is the new jackpot going to be, Emily?
$200.
$200, 7:10. You have a good day at work today, and I want you to do me one more favor, Emily. Give me three numbers and an animal.
You said three numbers and an animal?
Yep.
714 and an elephant.
Or maybe the name of the radio station?
Oh.
Which is...
Got it. That makes more sense.
What?
I said that makes more sense.
Yeah,
98.5 the beat. Or the bull.
Wait, try one more time. What was that?
98.5 the bull.